Now, next section comes. What is the next list? Next section. Now, the next example he is going to give is the salt example. Let me tell you first. Here the salt example is given not to say, teach you the lesson that just as salt, you know, in and through inherent in the ocean, the water, inseparable from the water. So also Sat Brahma pervades the entire universe in and through. That is not the lesson here. Here he, in this context, in this 13th section, which is going to do, we're going to see now, what he wants to establish is the without the appropriate means of knowledge, pramanam, you cannot arrive at the reality. See, arriving at any given object is dependent on its corresponding valid means of knowledge. Similarly, to arrive at the reality, Brahman also, you need an appropriate valid means of knowledge. That's what he wants to establish in this. And what is the valid means of knowledge of the reality? Shastram. Is Shastram itself will become clear for you? No. Guru Upadeshaha. So, unfoldment of the scripture, Vedanta Shastram, by a teacher. Isn't it? The teaching of the Shastram from the teacher who knows Sampradaya alone serves as a pramanam to arrive at this reality, Brahma, as yourself. This is the next word established here. So, pramanam is important. That is going to be explained here. Before we read the textbook, I tell you again, like I tell you beforehand, then you can go to that. The lesson seems very simple. Very, very simple. Don't we know this? You may think. But he emphasizes so beautifully. See, the teacher tells, like how he said, we are negrodam palam ahara, bindi. Break. I mean, by saying, you can understand, isn't it? Bindi. Cup to open. See what is it. Now, after breaking it open, see now what is in this seed. Oh, actually only the seed, tiny seeds. Now break one seed and then break only one tiny seed and break it open. What do you see? Nothing. You say nothing, but don't you know this fact? The whole tree was this seed before. Only difference is what? Undifferentiated, unmanifest. In the same way, in that Brahman, this existence, the whole universe of multifarious beings remained as one indivisible, undivided, unmanifest, undifferentiated as pure existence. That alone is in the form of this universe, and this universe again it resolves, again remains as one undifferentiated existence, and that existence is you are that, you the consciousness are, or no, that Brahma. That is made very clear. Now in the same way, he is going to say, oh my son, bring some salt. He says, go today, go home, take some salt. Salt means what? Salt crystals. Take the salt means salt crystals and put the salt crystals in the water and bring it tomorrow morning when you come to the class. Very simple example you sound, no? Yeah, very simple. But what he wants to teach is different. You know, boy goes, Shweta Ketu, goes back and brings next day to the class. Brings his salt, no? The saltish water. He brings the water. And he says, okay, take the water from the bottom of the cup. Container. He took the water. And then, Achama, come on, may you have a sip. He didn't ask him to drink like this, okay? Saltish water, how can he drink so much? He didn't ask him to drink, come on, drink. Drink, have one cup of water, no? What is Achama? Achama means what? Actually, they say, for the water taken, in proper condition, Achamanam. You take the water for Achamanam, the quantity of the water must be such wherein it should be able to, you know, with the quantity of water must be that much that wherein 1 black gram can be covered. ஒரு உளுந்து மறைக்கிற அளவுக்கு தண்ணி ஒரு ஆச்சமணம் சொல்லி ஒரு டேக். So ஆச்சமணம் the water take, the quantity of water must be, they say that, isn't it? Masha. Eka masha parimitam. That vegetable should take water. Little, a sip, called achamana. He says, come on, have a sip of that, one drop of that water. He says, from where? He told him to take the water from the under, this bottom of the container. Okay. Then he says, okay, take the water from this side. Okay, now take from the top. Take from the middle. This boy, now, they took it. Before that, he said, bring the water. Now he says, okay, did you put the salt in this? Yes. Now please, see, is there the salt in this one? This, first he's told, see whether the salt crystals are in this water. How can salt crystals be there? They got melted, they got dissolved in the water, not there. I want the same salt crystals what you put in this water last night. Mm-hmm. Say, take them. Can you see them? He said, no, I don't see the salt crystals. But okay, and take them now out. Then he put his hand inside, no? And then he searched with his hand, searched. Then he couldn't find it. Then now he said, available for touch. Salt, what now? The salt is dissolved in water. Every drop of water in that container, what now? The salt is inherent in every drop of the water in the whole entire container. But it's not available for touch. Salt is not available for touch. Sparsha. Then salt available for Chakshurindriyam also. It is available for Chakshurindriyam. Even though you have sense organs, the eyes are, through the eyes, the salt which is dissolved in the water is not available for recognition. And then even the salt is there, available for your touch also. Then he said, now how to recognize, discover salt in the water. And then he did, okay, now take it and sip. And how was the water taken from the bottom of the container? Saltish. How was the water taken from the middle of the container? Saltish. How was the water taken from the top of the container? Saltish. Which means, in and through, but no, the salt, there's no drop of water which is not saltish. Isn't it? But how do you understand? The saltish is recognizable only through tongue. So jihva is the only appropriate pramanam, means of knowledge, to have the knowledge of the salt, which is in and through, isn't it? Which is inherent, pervading the inseparably one with the water. You can't separate. As if it, don't stretch the example. Example stretched will be a problem. Shankara Bhagavatpada says it very clearly. Later on, I'm going to read it. Shankara's comment later on. So here also, now is a Sad Brahma is in and through inherent, pervades everything here. There's nothing which is not Brahma Chaitanyam here. Sad Brahma Chaitanyameva Jagataha Sadrupena Bhati. It is the consciousness which alone is in the form of the existence of everything here. That Sad Brahma, to recognize that Sat Brahman also, you need appropriate, valid means of knowledge, appropriate pramanam. Even the water dissolved, the salt dissolved in the water could not be recognized. Seeing, no, and then also searching with the hand, you couldn't get it. But when you tasted only for the tongue, it was available for recognition. In the same way, what is the pramanam you need to understand the only sadvastu, which is in and through, pervading everything, inherent in everything, as the very self of everything, the very existence of everything. Pramanam you need? Shastram, Guru Upadesh. Guruna Upadishtam Shastram. Shastram, unfolded by the teacher, Guru Sampradaya, alone will help you arrive at that reality as yourself. That is what is the teaching here. Usually people mistake this. When salt example is given, oh, all pervasiveness. No. He wanted him to find out. First he told him to see. Do you see the crystals? No. Can you get me the crystals? No. It's dissolved. How are you going to prove that the salt is here? Only through tongue. In the same way, only through Shastra Pramanam, you can arrive at, recognize Brahman being yourself. We have what now? So many pramanams are there. Pratyaksha pramanam. I'm not going to details of all those things now. Okay. Perception. Anumanam. Pratyaksham. Anumanam. Upamanam. Arthapatti. Anupalabdhihi. All these pramanams are there. All these pramanani are there. All these different means of knowledge we use, but to know anything in the world. But here, this Brahma, Sat Brahma, which is available for recognition only as the Chit, as one's own Swarupam, and for which you need what? Only Shastra Shabda Pramanam. Shastra is the only means of knowledge. And that Shastra, those Shastra's words, handled properly by a Sampradaya with teacher, and they slowly help you arrive at this Swarupam. That is what is established in this chapter. Okay, let us see quickly this one. Now this is the content of the teaching. Let's do the lesson now. Lavana metade. Udake, avadhayatha, ma, prataha, upasidataha, iti, till then, Shvetaketu, Uddalaka's words. He says, lavanam etam, the salt crystals. Udake avadhayatha. I'm going to put in the water. Then don't bring immediately. Give enough time for it to dissolve. Mam prataha upasida. Upasida thaha. Then bring it in the morning. Prataha in the morning. Upasida thaha. Bring it in the morning. Iti. Then saha. Tathachakara. When the father told him to bring the water, you know, put the crystal, hard crystals in the water and bring that water which has the dissolved salt the next day, he did the same. The son obediently did the same thing. Tamhovacha. Then the father said to his son, Yad dosha, labanam, udake, avadaha, anga, tad ahara. See here, dosha means ratri. All the words used here are different, okay? Pradosha, ratri, isn't it? Doshaha also means what? Doshaha also means ratri here. Dosha, 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 here means ratrau, in the night. There was one who Subhashtama taught to long ago, when I started kindergarten Sanskrit long ago, once upon a time, many years ago, at our
this year. Huh? Long time ago this year.
No. Prabhate Deepako Suryaha Ravihi Pradoshe Deepakor Shashihi Trailokye Deepako Dharmaha Suputra Kula Deepakaha. I taught you long ago, but I forgot all those things. There I mentioned the word, meaning of the word Pradosha is night. Okay. Now here that word again comes. Ratri is a common word, we use other languages. Also in Sanskrit. But here, dosha means ratro. Oh, my son. He says, okay, bring that water now. Yes, last, okay. Dosha o lavanam udake avadaha. The night, you put the salt crystals which you put them in the night into this water. So, no, anga, oh, my dear son. Tadahara. You bring the same salt crystals now. Bring the same salt crystals means how? The salt crystals which you, we asked you to put into the water, the same salt crystals bring them now. Ahara. Ahara means what now? Bring. Then, what did he do? Tad avamrishya na viveda. Avamrishya means what now? Putting his hand into the container. Avamarshanam means what? Searching with the hand is called avamarshanam. Search, avamarshanam, searching with the hand. With the hand he searched, na viveda, he could not know the salt. He could not find the salt, he could not know. The salt is there or not, salt is, but he could not find. So Brahma is there in this universe or not? My God. Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. But do we find Brahma? No. Okay. Na viveda, the same way. Yatha vilinameva angasya antad. Now, sorry. Bilinameva anga, ye anga, anga anga means in this, now for time being, he want to change the word, okay? He winds up saying saumya, using the term anga. Bilinam eva anga, asya antad. Bilinam means what? The dissolved salt. Now the dissolved salt is there in the water, ye anga, asya antad. From the bottom of this container, antade, achama, may you sip. May you have, sip means what? Not like how you sip, okay? A different way of sipping in India. Here, may you sip. Achama, I told you how much water you should take. The water should help it to only cover the ekamasha. One small black gram. Size of water, quantity of water. He says, Achama, he anga, asya antad, achama, vilinam achama. Now this water, which has the salt dissolved, no, the saltish water, which has the salt dissolved in this water, from the bottom of this, achama, may you have a sip. Katham, how is this now? How does it taste? He's asking, katham, katham iti. How does it taste? Very quick answers, huh? Salavanamiti. Very saltish. Okay. Yes. Madhyad achama. Madhyad achama. Sip it from the middle. Kathamiti. Lavanamiti. Antad achama. Okay. Now, antam is what? First he says, antam is again from the top. Okay. Antad achama. Kathamiti, lavanamiti is very saltish. See, salt noun also is lavanam. Saltish taste also is lavanam in Sanskrit. Okay? Lavanamiti. Now, abhiprasya etadatha. Okay. Okay. Enough now. Enough. You have sipped from the bottom, the top and the middle also. Now enough. Abhiprasya, leave it there. Atha. Upasida, upasida taha, come and sit next to me. Tatha Chaka, the boy, I say, Mithi Kevin sat next to him. My God, what is going to, what is he going to say? He did not hesitate, okay? Whatever the father said, he did it. He never asked, why do you ask me to do all these things? Okay, this is also a lesson here, a small lesson. He never questioned, why do you ask me to do this? I feel really humiliated. No, he didn't ask. He just did it. He says, Tat, see, Tat Shashwat, Sandhi, okay? Shashwat. When you speak that, Tat means that salt, Shashwat, Shashwat Samvartate. The salt is in this water, Shashwat. But inseparably, the salt is permanently here in this water. Shashwat means always. Continuously it is there. It doesn't go anywhere else. Tam hovacha.
Tam hovacha.
Atra.
Atra.
Vavakila.
Vavakila.
Sat. Somya.
Somya.
Na nibhalayase.
Na nibhalayase.
Atraiva kila iti.
Atraiva
kila iti. See, the salt shashvate samvartate. Mean what now? The salt is very much continues to exist here only in this water. Which means salt does not go anywhere. The salt is very much in this water. When you say, when you could not see the salt, when you could not really touch the salt here, crystal, but still because it is not available for your touch, because it is not available for your seeing, can you simply say salt is not there? Just because salt is not available for other pramanams, other sense organs, does it mean salt? Can you conclude, make a conclusion, salt is not here? Why salt is not here? I cannot see the salt crystals, or I cannot really touch it. Because I'm not able to touch it, because I'm not able to see the salt here, I cannot see the salt through my eyes. I cannot see, taste, touch, feel the salt here in this water. Therefore, salt is not here. This is what we say, what there's no God. There's no reality. There's no God. Why? I don't see. I don't hear. If we ask God to come and stand in front of me, therefore God. Isn't it? That's the conclusions. So here, just because whatever the instruments of knowledge you have and available for recognition there, you make the conclusion it is not there. In the same way, Sat is what? Sat, Shashwat, Atra Vartate. Sat alone is here. Where is it here? Inherent, in and through, pervading everything inseparably, in lending existence to everything. This, the consciousness, reality, Brahma Chaitanyam, is alone, is here in the form of existence of everything. But what do you see, that Sat Brahma? But what you experience now, isn't it? The whole Jagat is Brahman only. But you're not able to, it's not available for any of your perception. Avyaktam, when in deep sleep state, how is the Brahman? How in the seed it is not available for perception? Undifferentiated. Same way here, the Brahman also, what now? Same Brahman is here now in the universe, but still it is not available for you. Perception, so sense perception, thought conception, or word description, is not available. Isn't it? Not recognition. Recognizable now. What do you need is appropriate pramanam. Only for taste, the salt is available for recognition. The saltish, isn't it? Only through the pramanam called jihva, rasanendriyam, it's available for recognition. Not for chakshurindriyam, not for sparsha indriyam. Not available. In the same way, this Sat Brahma not available for any pramanam, not pratyaksha, anumana, upamana, Arthapatti, Anupalabdi, any Pramanam. And what is only available for recognition only through Veda Shastra Shabda Pramanam. Is it not how? Then it is through the Acharya Upadeshaha, the teaching of teaching, unfolded by the teacher. He says, Sat na nibhalayase atreva kila. In the same way, you do not see the Sat in this universe. You do not see. What do you want now? Shastra Pramanam. With this, he ends. Look at this. Now, what's the lesson here? You need appropriate Pramanam. Only with the help of the Shastra Pramanam, you can arrive at the reality. Make use of the appropriate Pramanam in terms of Acharya Upadesha. Then, through the Acharya, the teaching from a competent teacher, then you will arrive at the Brahman. Then the doubt comes, who is Acharya then? You cannot call a person an Acharya unless what he speaks is Shastra. The Guru, the word Guru also is a very, very big word, isn't it? Acharya or Guru, you can call that name itself only if what he teaches is Shastram, only then Guru. Otherwise, he is not, whoever comes and talks something, Shastram comes from the mouth of the person, you relate to the person as an Acharya. That's all. Otherwise, no Acharya. So, yam acharati anyana acharyati iti Acharya. Isn't it? Therefore, one who, as he teaches, he should make you see what the teacher sees. The one who gives vision is what? The teacher. Gukarondhakaraha, rukarastha nivartakaha. One who, as you listen, slowly, gradually, the clarity must enhance, and so thereby what slowly your vagueness resolves. That is what is teaching. Therefore, only then you can call the person Guru. Guru Upadeshaha means, not advice, teaching here. Hamji hates the word advice, okay? It's only teaching. Upadeshaha na, we always mistake it for advice. No, not advice, only teaching. Guru Upadeshaha itself means what? Shastra teaching only. Guru, because there's no Guru, Shastra does not speak to you. The Guru alone speaks. The one who speaks the Shastra alone, Guru. And therefore, that is the only Pramanam. No other Pramanam. Like how, when you, if you refuse to use the, refuse to sip the water, and you would have never arrived at the saltish taste of the, obtaining that water. You would continue to remain ignorant only. How much are you stare at the, into the water, or to search for the water, search for the crystals in the water, you will never get it. It'll be endless search. The same way, instead of, other than Shastram, whichever Pramanam use, the search will be endless. So make the best, make use of the appropriate Pramanam and arrive at the truth and enjoy the benefit of the knowledge. That's the teaching. Now he concludes the same teaching. Let's read it later. Saya esho nima. Aitadatmyamidam sarvam. This you have to memorize this, okay? Saya yesho nima. Aitadatmyamidam sarvam. Tat satyam. Sa atma. Tattvamasi shweta ketu. Bhuyayeva Ma Bhagavan Vijnapayatu. Oh teacher, please teach me again. Katha Somya Iti Ha Uvacha. Yes, my dear son, I'll teach. This boy doesn't seem to be satisfied at all. He wants to learn more. and he's going to give a new lesson in the new section, 14th section. Okay, next I'm not going to. I will close the book and tell you a story. The next is very important. In 3 more mantra, he's going to complete that, isn't it? Now already we have completed 14. Huh? Next is a story.